Yeah, I mean, like you said at the top, the Supreme Court justices could not meet, so therefore there was no quorum. Raila Odinga yesterday evening told his supporters to stay away from the polls. Right now, we just got back from Kibera, one of Raila's strongholds, and there was a bit of a running battle between some of the youth who are the supporters of Raila Odinga and the police officers. The police officers wanting to open the polling station, one of the biggest polling stations there, was the Olympic Primary School. By the time we got there, the gate to the primary school was closed. Now they are trying to open. So it's a fairly tense situation. And across the country, the information that we are getting is there is a fair low turnout of the voters to go to the polls.
Right. So what issues are at stake at Kenyans as Kenyans head to the polls this morning?
Yeah, there are some areas. I mean, what you have to understand is for the current government, they really would want people to go and vote and say, look, this number of people voted for us. For the opposition, they, because they're irreducible minimum, which included, you know, the reform to the Electoral Commission and how the results are being transmitted, so they have told their supporters to stay away from the polls. So in opposition strongholds, you'll find, you know, there'll be enough number of people to come out and vote. In the opposition strongholds, there'll not be many people who are coming out to vote. But overall, I mean, for an organization like us, the most important thing is we do not want a repeat of last election where close to, you know, 70 people are killed by the police. Some were picked from their homes, some were protesting. And some of the information that we are getting from places like Kisumu last evening, there was a running battle between the police and some of the protesters, which we are concerned about if some of those information are confirmed at the end of the day.
Yes, and prior to these elections today, the opposition had protested demanding reforms and changes at the electoral body. This led to violence and police retaliation in some parts of the country. Now, yesterday, Raila Odinga has declared his party as a resistance movement, as and urge, of course, his supporters not to go for this election. Is the climate right for election at the moment? And as you did mention earlier, you as your body, as an international organization, don't want a repeat of what happened in 2007. Is there no likelihood of we heading the same direction in Kenya?
I think in terms of 07, 08, yes, there is enough polarization. Yes, there is a fair degree of, you know, tension amongst the ethnic group. But the most important thing is for the police and the security agencies to exercise maximum restraint in their use of force. Yes, I mean, their primary responsibility, obviously, is to maintain law and order. They should be maintaining law and order within the framework that is provided for in law, in constitution, and international standards. Because the problem even in 07-08, if you read some of the reports, particularly Waki report, at least over 30% of people were killed by the police. So a significant number of people who died in 07-08 died as a result of the police. So therefore, ours is to call on to the police to exercise maximum restraint. And in event where there are violations, the police authorities, National Human Rights Commission, and the Independent Policing Oversight Authority, which is a civilian police policing oversight authority, should be able to investigate people who are suspected within the police force to be involved in violence, should be asked to step aside while the investigation goes on, because what that does is it will enhance, you know, the trust and legitimacy of the process. But if people feel like they are being forced to go and vote, or, you know, whenever they protest, which is their constitutional right, they are being clamped down. That doesn't do anybody good. But even more importantly, it is the responsibility of the state to protect. Like, for instance, yesterday, the Supreme Court failing to meet a quorum, and therefore, as a result, an important issue like, you know, election could not be decided, and couldn't be, and because of the failure of the quorum, that becomes really, it doesn't bode well. But overall, I think ours is the right to vote is a fundamental right. Security agencies should be held to account. They should exercise maximum restraint in dealing with protesters, particularly in the opposition zone.
Thank you so much, Abdullahi Boru, for your time.